Hello and welcome to the Re-Cultism Podcast, episode 2. I hope you're good. If you want to check me out on Twitter, my name is @IanTodd82. I hope everyone's good, and first up, I'm going to talk about Jonathan Creek. Jonathan Creek's coming back for a special later in the year. The last specials were a bit rubbish. I think it was like a 3-part series. That was a couple of years ago, and he'd lost he wasn't living in the windmill. He was married to Sarah Alexander's character. It just wasn't very good. So hopefully, it's a 20th anniversary special. That should be good. So they're going to be filming that in the summer. So hopefully I do really like David Renwick as well. I think he's a brilliant writer. But yeah, when they moved him out of being a magician and just working in the office, it's a bit of an odd move, to be honest with you. Since the last time the podcast, I've tried to get Knight Rider, the original pilot, on DVD twice from two different places, one on Amazon and one in a shop. And each time I got the same DVD. With the same problems. For some reason, it says it's region 2. Doesn't work. Don't know why. I'm obviously not meant to re-see the pilot. I saw it years ago, because obviously Hasselhoff isn't in it, which is initially, and then he obviously changes his face, you know. But I will see it at some point. I'm sure I'll find it someday. Because a lot of them, you kind of got Knight Rider best of. I don't think I really want to buy the full season 1 of Knight Rider, but you know, that's not the remake, by the way, because that was cack. They did have an invisible car in, which is quite cool. Also recently I've noticed that I don't know if people remember the mid-90s sci-fi fantasy show Bugs, which was on BBC. Matthew Graham and Stephen Gallagher wrote for that. Didn't know that, so that was quite random. So that was well before they got into Doctor Who and whatnot. Actually, Stephen Gallagher was well after, because he wrote some stuff in the Davison era, and yeah, the like late 70s, early 80s Doctor Who. I think he did a late Tom Baker as well. So in terms of films, I watched Summer of Fear, which is a Wes Craven film. And it had Linda Blair in. It was a pretty good film, actually. Linda Blair was pretty bad, if I'm honest, as an actress. But the actual concept of the film, I won't go too much into it. It was basically a mysterious cousin moves in with a family and some witchy action. Yeah, it was pretty good, pretty interesting. It was obviously not Wes Craven's best film. But yeah, it was worth a watch, you know. I hate when people spoil things too much. If you've not seen it, then you shouldn't go too much into the plotline of something. It was it was on the Horror Channel. It was quite an obscure one which I'd never heard of. So that's worth a watch. Next one up, Intruders. This is a drama show that was on in 2014 on the BBC and on BBC America. It was a BBC and BBC America co-production. Actually had Jane Tranter and Julie Gardner in the production team as producers, with Glenn Morgan of X-Files fame. I thought it was really good, actually. It only lasted one season, which seems to be a common theme on this podcast, but 8 episodes, and it was on, and I thought it had John Sim in as well, playing American. Don't want to go too much into the plotline, but it's really interesting. It's basically Jack Whelan is a former LA police detective who's asked to investigate strange occurrences relating to a string of attempted suicides. And then it involves, and he finds like a secret society and his wife's linked to it. And it's all very good. I enjoyed it. Quite horror-y times, very sci-fi and stuff like that. But it's always disappointing when it just lasts for one series. I think they seem to mess about with the times on BBC Two as well. And so it was Glenn Morgan and Darren Morgan, both of X-Files fame as well, writing for it. I thought it was good, but it was one of them ones that just kind of just went under the radar. So the next one I'm going to talk about as well is kind of linked to Intruders as well. It's another one season wonder, Flash Forward. It was a 2009 ABC TV series, and it was created by David S. Goyer, and I know his name from somewhere, can't remember where. And in the cast was Joseph Fiennes, Jack Davenport, Dominic Monaghan as well. He was in, I'm trying to think what he was in. He was in Hetty Wainthrop as well. But yeah, he was in like Lord of the Rings and stuff like that. And obviously the guy from the reboot films of Star Trek, which is quite a good link because it was a US TV series which was based on the 1999 novel Flash Forward by Robert J. Sawyer. It revolved around the lives of several people as a mysterious event caused nearly everyone on the planet simultaneously lose consciousness for 2 minutes and 17 seconds on October 6, 2009. During this blackout, people would see what appears to be visions of their lives on 29th of April 2010, a global flash forward 6 months in the future. Yeah, it was cancelled pretty much straight away. The season finale was actually shot before it was known what would happen with it, which is often the case, you know. But yeah, it kind of had one of the mid-season breaks, and then the kind of had a slight rethink, and it just, yeah, it didn't quite click. But it was quite an interesting concept. Yeah, there's lots of shows like that that just seem to be quite good for a season, and then kind of drift off, you know. Often the case, isn't it? You know, that you kind of really get into a show, and then it just disappears, you know. Another film I watched recently as well, Prince of Darkness, a John Carpenter film, 80s John Carpenter film. It was a horror film. A mysterious cylinder is found in an old church. It's got Donald Pleasance in. You know, come on. It actually was something which I thought, seems all right. It was on the Horror Channel again in the UK, and it was actually really good. Yeah, it was a lot better than I expected. Nice music from the Carpenter, obviously. Won't ruin it, tell you what more happens, but it's basically a group of people go to the church and trying to investigate what the actual cylinder's about and stuff, and yeah, it's a lot of gore, and it's good. Yeah, it's good stuff. Yeah, it was a good film. I don't know if anyone's actually heard of Prince of Darkness before, but you know, John Carpenter's got a pretty good track record generally. So next up, we've got Richard Norton talking about Bubba Ho-Tep.
I'm going to talk about the bizarre and brilliant Bubba Ho-Tep, a film so odd it's applied dictionary definitions to both of the words in the title. The film was released in 2002, and broadly speaking, it's a horror comedy. It's hard to sum up the plot of the film, but I'll try. The film is told from the point of view of a man who may or may not be Elvis Presley. Supposedly, Elvis, sick of his life of excess, phony friends, and fame, swapped places with the best of the Elvis impersonators. It was the impersonator who died a few years later, and not the real Elvis. Real Elvis had grown old and frail and lived in a rundown retirement home where no one believed his mad stories about being Elvis. Which is not surprising, as seemingly most of the residents have equally preposterous delusions. After the film has explained this complicated backstory, the real tale begins. A mummy from ancient Egypt is sucking up the souls of the elderly residents and killing them. And when Elvis learned this, he decided to get involved. Assisted by a fellow resident who believed he was the real John F. Kennedy, despite being black, Elvis battled the mummy. The plot is utterly preposterous, but the film is amazing. It's about so much more than the hack device of Elvis fighting a mummy would suggest. It's about aging, fame, family, friendship, overcoming your limitations, having a lust for life, and wanting to enjoy living and not just existing. It is a surprisingly emotional film. Elvis is played by every cult nerd's favourite bit part actor, Bruce Campbell, in what is without a doubt his best performance, and it's hard to imagine anyone being better in the role. Whether or not Campbell's character is Elvis, or just an Elvis impersonator who has become deluded with age, is never really settled, but that is not important. The person at the beginning of the film is depressed and angry, without hope or energy. The person at the end is someone embracing life.
Also recently, I noticed that Agent Carter got cancelled as well. I've never seen it, but I've heard it was really good. I remember Starburst magazine had a preview of all the new stuff that was coming, and it looked really interesting as a concept. But again, another cancellation. I think it got two seasons, so it's kind of bucked the trend slightly there. And I've heard no word about the X-Files coming back as well. So that's a bit disappointing. I was hoping that would be a bit more confirmation. I mean, as this goes to press, so to speak, I haven't heard anything up now, but I'm hoping it'll come back. But it was quite a patchy series, I think, for a lot of people. Not people really didn't click with it, but hopefully, pretty soon we'll have a confirmation whether it's coming back. I've just watched the end of Person of Interest, series 4. I heard that series 5 is going out in America at the moment, which is going to be the final one, a 13-part series. Anyone who hasn't watched Person of Interest before should definitely check it out. It's been on Channel 5 in the UK. It's really good. Quite a complicated show. You can't just dip in and out. It's not like it started out like a lot of shows, kind of with one story strand each week, like not Monster of the Week, but then the arc kind of took over, and it got quite complicated, but very good. Sadly it's going to be ending this year, and it'll be interesting to see how the tie it all up. So thanks very much for listening, and let us know if you think of any cult things that you want us to talk about, and I will speak soon. Thanks a lot. See you later. Different to go to them.